it gossip? No, he doesn't talk trash. A treasure trove of pop culture gold.
Well, I'm sold.
Now behold, did the Lion's Mouth Show.
Hello, my little peanuts. It's me, your host, Lance Bass. This is the Lance Bass Show for Monday, January 20th. January 20th?
What is twith?
That's weird. I don't even know how why it
you
said that.
You just had a short circuit.
Yeah.
Let's start that one again, shall we?
I like that.
Yeah, I like twith. Yeah.
No, we're keeping that in.
Yeah.
All right. It's January 25th, 2021. Gosh, you made me do the craziest things. And happy National Florida Day, Florida.
Oh
yes.
Happy. Oh, sorry,
thank
Michael.
You.
The craziest state in the union.
Yep, it's true.
We can say that because Michael and I are from Florida, so it's like bagging on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And everything they say about us, people that lived in Florida, it's true.
It is true.
It's 100% like it true. Mm-hmm. We're crazy, but we have fun doing it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And also, happy National Opposite Day. What does
Lance,
that even
I really
mean?
Like you.
Oh, wow.
It's Opposite Day.
Oh, wow.
You didn't do that as kids? We did that all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You would say, it's opposite day. Yeah. You'd say something ridiculous.
And, yeah, like what I just said to you was a fan favorite in elementary.
Opposite day.
Well, your hair looks nice. No,
it's opposite day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, you know what we have to talk about. We talked about it on Friday's show, but we have to talk about the inauguration that happened last Wednesday because I love being patriotic and I love history and I love Inauguration Day.
It was great. You know, I thought it was great.
I mean, even when, you know, 4 years ago, I love watching the inauguration. Yeah, I just every.
Oh, really?
Yes. I mean, every inauguration, I don't care who gets in. I like the whole pageantry of it all.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool. And the time where the country comes together, everyone, doesn't matter what your political beliefs are, and honors the history of the country and honors all of the previous presidents and, you know, and just, it just reminds you of what we've been through as a country.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you could go to any presidential inauguration, like from the past, which one would you go to?
Maybe Kennedy.
I thought that too.
Yeah, I would do like a real
I would take
good
Kennedy.
President.
I would do Abraham Lincoln.
Or Abraham Lincoln's second term.
Why not the first?
Because the
first?
Second term was after the Civil War, like proclamation, not blah, 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 like, what is it? The
Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah.
So his second term, I'm sure, was just, well, a celebration for a lot of people. But yeah, I guess the other half hated that. So yeah, okay. But I think I would have liked it.
I just want to see his stovepipe hat in person.
All she wants.
That's all I want. That's all I want.
All right, let's talk about what happened on Wednesday. So, you know, celebrations started early. I think they get inaugurated around noon on the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And man, they just, it immediately took off. This administration just took off. I've never seen so many executive orders signed behind the Oval Desk with a mask on, which was nice to see.
Yeah, that was nice.
To me, you know, it's all about optics. You know, I say, you know, a lot, you know, with, you know, the LGBT community, you know, it's all about having that representative on television or, you know, it's all about the optics. It really, it helps.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you see a president wearing a mask behind the Oval Desk, it shows you that he's concerned.
He cares.
Right, exactly.
He cares.
Yeah.
He cares.
That's what leadership is.
Yeah. It's just nice. It's nice to feel that empathy again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Michelle Obama looking fierce.
Oh, my goodness.
So good.
Yeah, the fashion was really good at this. And even the boys, too. I know we can't do much with our suits and stuff, but they look good.
Everyone looked
good. Everyone was perfectly tailored.
I know. Do you think they, like, planned the colors?
Yes.
Because 100%. Everybody had a different jeweled toned color.
No, they know the color scheme. Mm-hmm. They know exactly what dress you're wearing and the color because there's no way you're going to show up in the same color or the same dress.
Yeah.
So they know.
I thought Jill Biden looked great.
Oh my
that
gosh.
That outfit looked like rich.
And you know what probably goes behind all of that? I mean, there's so many details probably in picking out an outfit.
Yeah.
But there's probably some psychological thing on everything.
I was going to say, aren't there meanings to the different colors that they wear?
Sure.
Well, blue is very calming. There's this book called The Color Code that we had to do in my marketing class. And it was really cool to see like what color
like
you were.
Like red and yellow means buy. It encourages you to buy things. So that's why McDonald's and Burger King and all those are red and orange.
Mm-hmm. And it makes you hungry too, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I think red makes you hungry.
And blue and green are very calming. Like you want, if you have a yoga studio, it's good to do like blues and greens because it calms the mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The coats were on point for sure.
Oh my gosh, yes.
But you know who my favorite person was?
I think I know.
Biden's granddaughter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Bernie Sanders.
Natalie? Oh, Bernie Sanders and those mittens. We're going to get to that.
The pink.
Yes.
Natalie. Yes.
It was so beautiful. Nice. Yeah.
They looked like they belonged in a pop group. Yeah. Did they not?
They did. It was nice. But yeah, they were all in monochromatic looks. Mm-hmm. Is this a new trend?
I think so. I think it will be.
Yeah.
I like it though.
I like a nice monochromatic moment. Me too.
I think every single woman was in a monochromatic
outfit. I think like, so too.
I was hoping with the last first lady that, because we haven't had many fashionable first ladies. I mean, you have Jacqueline Kennedy, right?
And
she was
just icon.
Known for that. We haven't had that Jacqueline really until Melania. And I was so excited to just, I mean, I wish designers and everyone would have made a big deal. And everywhere she went, you were just like, oh my gosh, what is she wearing today? But I never really felt that. She did wear some really cool stuff.
She did, yeah.
Yeah, because designers didn't want her put her in.
Yeah.
Because she's, she might dress the part, but she's not like a Jackie O.
Right.
Yeah. She didn't play the part of first lady. Like, she did minimal stuff.
You know what I learned about Melania Trump?
What?
She's the first lady that didn't go to Sesame Street.
Yes, I heard that.
I mean,
and the first lady not to show around the next first lady around the White House.
Well, that's bad.
It's so stupid.
But who's not going to go to Sesame Street if given the opportunity? Maybe they didn't give her the opportunity.
And she's the first lady to say, who give the fuck about Christmas? They came in about to decorate the trees. I don't give a fuck.
I don't really care. Do you?
I don't care.
Yeah. And she got rid of the Kennedy's roses. I don't like that either.
Yeah, she was definitely a disappointing first lady. And I had so much hope because I didn't have hope for the other one. Yeah, because I was like, well, at least we have Melania. Like this, at least we'll have like a fun first lady to, you know, gawk over. And but we just didn't get to do that.
No.
I didn't.
Did you see her, the last photo of them together? I guess they landed in Florida or whatever. Yes. And so it's, you know, the press wanted that last picture of him and Melania.
Getting
And she just went boop, like would not stop for the picture.
She just kept walking and went straight to the car and Trump stops and smiles and she just walks right by him and goes in the car.
That's amazing. Really? She's going to be single soon.
She was not happy. I don't know. I think she's more into all of this than you think.
Me too. 100%. I mean, she knew what she was getting into when she got into
it. I think she actually has more power than he does.
Ooh, like, really?
I think
she's scary.
I mean, you know, I love my conspiracy theories, but
because
my
she knows where the bodies are buried. No.
I think the Russia connection was her.
Where's she from?
She's not Russian,
but I'm just saying her connections because of where she's from is very close to Russia, and I'm sure she has, and she has lots of Russian connections.
Where is she from?
Not Belarus. Where's
she from? Like,
I don't know.
We do
like
not
Estonia,
know.
Fact check.
Estonia.
Look, I'm going to fact check where Melania
is. But I think in the 90s. Is that when they met? The 90s?
How long have they been married?
No, it was not the 90s.
Okay.
I think it was in the 2000s.
All right.
She's from Slovenia.
Oh, Slovenia.
Slovenia. Yes. Slovenia.
How long have they been together?
Yeah, I'm interested.
Yeah, when did they meet?
I think it was in the 2000s. Was at a party.
I mean, they got married in the 2000s, but did they meet
been
in the 90s?
Together. Okay, I'm gonna tell you guys.
Their only child is barren, right?
Yes.
Well, they got married in 2005. Okay. So
they were probably, got together.
Oh, it said they've been 98. They met in 19. Okay. So she knows.
Of course she does.
She's not, I don't feel bad for her.
No.
I'm just thinking, look.
At this point, no, you don't feel bad for her.
No.
There's plenty of reasons she could have left over the past 4 years.
Yeah.
She supported him along the way. So no, she's just as whatever.
Look, it was 1998. Yeah. The president was President Clinton. I would imagine that's when Russia really started getting scared because of Clinton's policies.
Oh,
and they planted her in Trump's life knowing that he would probably be a presidential candidate.
Russia,
at one
if you're
point.
Listening, just come take him.
I know.
Bring him back.
Take him back.
Take him back. Take him back.
He took the chip out, so you might want to put it back.
Yeah, put the chip back in his head. Mm-hmm. He's malfunctioning.
I like a conspiracy, okay, but I'm not crazy enough to actually believe it.
No,
all
you're
right.
not.
Okay.
You're not, yeah.
All right, so yeah, the colors were great. I mean, light and airy, colorful. It was
so
beautiful.
Pretty.
So pretty.
It looked cold, right?
Yeah, I loved it.
It looked really cold.
Yeah, it's always cold.
Well, Bernie needed those mittens.
Okay, Bernie's mittens. Let's go ahead and get to this.
We need to just talk about
Bernie. Because this is the pop culture of it all. Okay, mm-hmm. So then this is why I love social media at times. The memes on Bernie Sanders mittens is probably one of my favorite memes of all time.
Me 100%. Too.
Mm-hmm. And I went on my Facebook and I was like, because I just saw one. And I'm like, okay. I was like, ooh, I need to see a lot of these. So I just went on Facebook and I put one up and I was like, you know, comment with your favorite Bernie mittens meme.
Yeah.
I got hundreds. Like, it just amazing.
Did you get the bar mitzvah one where he's in the chair? Yes. That's my favorite that I've seen so far.
I just saw one Demi Moore posted. Demi Moore. And it's like her and Ghost like doing the thing and it's Bernie behind her and someone photoshopped mittens over his hands with her face behind her. And it's so funny.
I guarantee you the girl who made those mittens, it must be inundated.
Oh
with
my
gosh. Sales.
I'm trying to get some. I just don't know where to go.
I want to too.
I want Bernie mittens.
I'm sure you could search Bernie mittens.
Yeah. I did last night. I forget
her name.
Find.
Oh, yeah. Her name is Kathy something. She made them out of recycled materials.
Yeah, from Vermont.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And she gave it to him, you know, 4 years ago or something like that. And so he started wearing it on the campaign trail when he was running for president.
Yeah.
So
cute. I just opened up a news source, The Guardian, I guess. It says, you can't get everything you want. Bernie Sanders mittens, not for sale.
Oh,
she's had thousands of requests.
And she doesn't want to sell them?
That's stupid. She should 100%.
This would be a and she doesn't have to make them anymore, but make a deal with someone that takes your idea
that
of these reused materials. And you could start a really great company that's actually good for the planet.
Well, she says, and I quote, I don't have any mittens to sell. I don't really want to do it anymore. I'm flattered that they want them, but there are lots of people on Etsy who sell them. And hopefully people will get some business for them. But I'm not going to quit my day job.
Well, that's
okay.
Missed opportunity.
What's your
day
job?
I think she's a teacher, right?
She could.
Second grade teacher.
Oh, screw the kids.
Yeah, that's make stupid.
The literally could make millions.
Jen Ellis, come on. Like, answer America's call.
Bernie needs to start his own Bernie Mittens, and that's how he can raise money for his campaigns.
Oh,
more times can he run?
No, he ain't running again.
No, I love
he hasn't
this.
Run in years. No. Look at those knees. That's why he was in that damn chair the whole time.
So she said, too, she's a second grade teacher and a mom, and that keeps her really, really busy. There's no possible way I can make 6,000 pairs of mittens, and every time I go to my email, another several hundred people want more.
That's
so
dumb.
Look at that. That's crazy.
You know what we should do? We should get in there.
Mittens.
Be like, we will find someone to manufacture these Bernie mittens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I'm on it.
We'll
just use the NSYNC merchandise.
There you go. It's perfect.
It'll just have a little NSYNC tag on it. Yeah. Just for random, like, why is this made by NSYNC? We're doing it for our country.
Whatever. Yeah. You're getting your Bernie mittens. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
All right. Let's get to the performances of the inauguration. Like I said before, the production was
amazing. Tom Hanks killed it also.
Everyone killed it.
Yeah.
It was such a great way to do the inauguration. I liked it better than any other. Like, for television, I liked it better than any other inauguration I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. The musical performances were so good. And the way they were shot, it was like music videos. So it was nice. Instead of just watching people rotate on a stage, which is kind of boring, this was really nicely done.
It was.
My favorite, I would have to say, were two favorite performances of mine. Of course, Justin was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that song is really good.
But I loved when they were in front of the big monuments. So when John Legend performed in front of the Abraham from the Lincoln Memorial, I believe. Mm-hmm. Holy crap. I mean, chill bumps everywhere. Mm-hmm. And Katy Perry's fireworks.
Those fireworks were...
Holy moly.
I love fireworks.
Fireworks are amazing. I could go with not hearing that song.
Me too.
Again.
I hate that song.
No, I love that song. Oh, guys, and she sounded good.
She sounded great.
She sounded a lot better. Her voice has gotten better.
Her and J-Lo have really been working on their vocals, I have to say.
I love J-Lo.
They really have.
J-Lo.
No, it's true. J-Lo. I mean,
no, I'm laughing because of the Let's Get Loud. That was just...
But do you know why she said Let's Get Loud?
I now know. Okay, okay. I know now, but when I was watching it, I was like, did she just...
Because when I first heard it, I know I'm like, okay, that wasn't the Tom J-Lo. But I'll excuse you. But then I found out the reason she did that. I'm like, oh, now I feel like
an asshole.
Yeah, tell us why.
So Let's Get Loud, her song, became basically an anthem for Latinos for kind of the resisting of what's happening, you know, kids in cages, just everything.
Yeah, racism. And all
yeah,
that.
Racism. So it kind of became their theme of the last, you know, couple of years. Mm-hmm. And so she kind of put that in there to show, you know, her Latinos is like, okay, look, like we did it. We got it.
Yeah. That's sweet. When I first heard it, I was like,
I know. I was a little like off put, but yeah.
That's
But now I'm like, okay, that's cool.
That makes
cool.
sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was the other one that people were saying? Like, she missed the opportunity of going.
Yes.
This land is my land.
This land is my land. And it,
oh, right.
From the New York.
From. It was this land is my alignment from. What was the song?
London and Ibiza.
Straight to LA, New York, Vegas to Africa.
That would have been really funny.
Oh, the best.
Oh my God. That would have been so cool.
From California to...
And then you just, go in all those,
all those
country. Or,
that would have been amazing.
Yeah, I love it. Any other good highlights from Wednesday besides just feeling... good.
It was great. Garth Brooks, to be honest.
Yeah,
me too. That was a big statement for him.
It was. Mm-hmm. It shows unity. You know, he's a Republican. And I think, you know, the big message on Wednesday, and I mean, you can believe it or not, because obviously like everyone on my Facebook from, you know, my hometown and stuff are just, there's a lot of hate going on right now. And they're like, unity, unity. Now you want unity? Well, yeah. Why would you be against unity? And, you know, if you don't think that you got unity the last 4 years, then be the bigger person and teach people how to have unity then.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, unity was definitely the theme. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a beautiful. I do believe that it's possible with this president because he is just such a, good guy.
Like he's
a,
and he's always been a good guy.
He's very conservative. That's why a lot of Democrats didn't want him because it was just, he's very conservative. But right now, maybe that's what we need, you know, because that does bring unity. Mm-hmm. You know, a conservative, liberal person is that's a good combination for the country right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think he can see.
But I have
both
a feeling
sides.
He's going to be more liberal than.
He's going to be progressive. I mean, look at all his choices already.
No, I know. That's
he's
what
just
saying.
Not like a far left.
He's not Bernie
he's
Sanders.
He's not polarizing, I guess.
No. He actually doesn't want to bankrupt the country to do the things that we need to do.
But you just have to have some middle ground, you know?
Did you guys see Lady Gaga talking to the Obama or the... Yes. The Obamas. Did you see that?
The voiceover stuff? Yes.
She just kept talking to them and they were like, someone help us.
Oh, no, just in real life.
So
in real life, she was talking
like
to them.
Like so excited.
So excited. And they were looking around because they needed to do something. It was so funny. So funny.
I mean, I'd be crazy excited too. Like that is
a
moment.
Yeah. But you've met Obama.
I have.
Did you have, like, what'd you talk about? Like personal what? Like not
did you
like
meet
the
Michelle
political
or
stuff.
I have not met Michelle. President Obama is, I met with him, to talk healthcare. Like we did a healthcare.
So he didn't say, hey, I was an NSYNC fan.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah. I mean, cool. I mean, personal things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause we had our meeting, you know, and like we're talking, you know, interesting healthcare stuff. Right. And then we went to the Oval Office and took pictures and just had a nice little conversation. But
did you handshake? Did you fist bump? Did you?
It is a handshake at that point. Now it would be definitely a fist bump.
Are you allowed to hug him?
I mean, I guess you're allowed
sure
to, but no
would.
One does.
It's kind of weird. Just run up and give him a hug.
But
my favorite, comes out with open arms.
But my favorite thing to do is when I meet a president is I love to call them Mr. President.
Oh, I think it's
because it's in movies and TV.
And you don't get to say that normally.
No. Yeah, no. And so like the first thing I was like, hello, Mr. President. Nice to meet you, Mr. President. Like I just kept saying, Mr. President.
Did he notice?
Well, I'm sure he's used to that.
He didn't say, call me Barack. Call me Barry.
No, he didn't say that.
Call me Bear. Air Bear.
Did not say that. But I am excited to have an administration that believes in the arts. We haven't had that in the last 4 years. And climate, which is nice. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to have just a lot more fun things happening at the White House. I mean, the Easter egg roll and all these, the correspondence dinner, like all these things that are now going to come back and in fun.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, and I think Dr. Biden is going to be such a great first lady and doing
too.
All those things.
For sure.
I wonder what her, I mean, obviously education will be a big platform for her, but I wonder what her be best thing is going to be.
Her what?
Be best. What's you know, that was Melania's whole thing for the last 4 years.
That was
be best.
Platform.
Her bullying.
Be best.
No more bullying.
That's ironic.
Yeah, I know. The platform called Be Best. It made no sense.
Well, it made sense because it was her basically giving you an FU. Like, oh, I'm going to start a bullying charity right now. Like, let's.
No, but I'm saying it made no sense, the name, Be Best.
Yeah,
like, I get it, but it's like, it makes sense if you say it like in Slovenian to English. Like, Be Best.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that, but I don't get it, but I get it. Because Michelle Obama's was health, right? Wasn't that her?
Yeah.
Be healthy and like move. Get up and move. And,
especially in schools.
In kids. Mm-hmm. Like kids, like, kids' health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and that's why a lot of the schools just hated her because she was trying to change, you know, to healthier options for school. And those conservatives were not having it. You ain't telling my kids not to eat fucking chicken nuggets and pizza.
Is that
all right?
When that viral video came out about that little kid? Did you guys see that with the chicken nuggets? I have to send it to you guys. I love chicken nuggets. So amazing.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, I agree in school, like on Fridays, let's have like, all right, pizza. We'll have the pizza and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But you know, Monday through Thursday, like you got to give the kids healthy meals.
At least, well, not a choice because they're not going to pick a lot of these ones,
because a lot of these kids can't afford.
This is their only nutritional
sometimes
meal.
Sometimes the only nutritional meal of the day because they're eating McDonald's after school. Mm-hmm. So this is the only time they get a chance, a lot of people, to get vegetables in them.
Yeah.
And why is it such a weird political thing?
It's
not political at all, right?
And like, I think they would say because it's more expensive, it's going to cost us more money, but I don't think that could be. I mean, I think you can figure it out.
Yeah, a bag of carrots and a bag of chips are probably, the bag of chips might be more expensive than the bag of carrots.
I don't know. Who knows? I mean, junk food is so cheap. That's what sucks.
Yeah, it's so delicious.
Is there a junk food tax? I know we had one for sodas.
Soda? No, I don't think so.
They need to do that. They need to make junk food just as expensive as healthy food so that equals out, you know?
Or cigarettes. make them as expensive as cigarettes.
No.
Yeah, well, but yeah, they did the right thing with cigarettes. Yeah. Like just keep it, make it more expensive so it deters people from hopefully smoking. Like I can't afford this.
I mean, I don't know how much cigarettes are, but I think they're up north of $10.
In New Jersey, New York, they're between... I only know this because a family member smokes. I won't air them out. Like $12 to $15.
Man, and imagine if you're like on a 2-pack-a-day habit, which it blows my mind, but that's pricey.
And I think a case like back in the day was like $10 for like a case of it. And one pack of cigarettes was exactly $2.
Wow. $2.
Now it's like 40, I think.
For one of those long, right? Those
like the big ones.
And how come that is the number one biggest seller at airports. Like when you're flying international?
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have to pay the taxes.
Yeah, you don't have to pay the taxes.
I know, but why is it? I mean, that's for everything. So, but why is cigarettes? Like,
because people are addicted to cigarettes. So if you're smoking, you're like, oh, I can get 300 cigarettes without paying the extra 20-something dollars.
Yeah, I guess,
Alcohol too, right?
Yeah. That's why alcohol too.
But it's just trashy to me when you're walking these beautiful you know, luxury malls in the airport, and then the very front center window shopping thing is just cigarettes.
Is your Marlboro.
Like cartons of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's cigarettes, alcohol, and chocolate.
And perfume. And
chocolate. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cologne and perfume is a big one too. Mm-hmm.
I fall victim to the chocolate every time.
I fall victim to the perfume and cologne. That's right, boom, when I get my cologne.
I don't think there's ever a time that I don't stop in one of those stores and get a Toblerone.
Well, yeah.
It's true.
Oh, I load up at London Heathrow. I load my bag full of Cadbury because they have the best chocolate in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We do have to talk about Amanda Gorman's poem.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday. That was amazing.
I've heard of her before, but I didn't know anything about her until I researched her after this amazing poem. And just, you know, to let you know, Turkey and I hate spoken word.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Hate poetry. Like it's like the person coming to sing happy birthday to you at it's that kind of feeling.
A poetry slam.
Yeah. But this, I was like, enjoyed this. The way she spoke the word. I mean, it was beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
22 years old. I think she was like,
and she stuttered.
She stuttered.
16.
At 16, I think she
won
became,
like, the National Poetry Award.
Wow. Right.
And now everyone's like, this girl will be running for president. Like, I mean, she's...
I mean, her poetry book is selling out, basically.
Oh, I'm sure. What is a poet laureate? Like, what do they do? Do you know? Anybody know?
No idea.
Michael?
They, I don't know.
They laureate poems.
They write poetry.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that is. So I just thought, you know, I don't know.
Google it.
Well, you know what? I will. Because I bet a lot of people don't know what a poet laureate is.
I don't.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm.
Laureate?
Okay, here we go. What is it? You're an like eminent poet traditionally appointed for life as a member of the British royal household. Well, then why do we have one?
I don't know. We stole it.
She's the youth poet laureate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. The more you know. The Look, more you just know. Learned something here.
There you go.
Poet laureate.
What'd y'all think of Gaga's national anthem? I guess not.
I'm not a fan of her voice, so I'm the wrong person to ask.
No, she seems like a very sweet woman.
I liked it.
Yeah.
You can tell she was so happy to be doing it. Mm-hmm. Like she was just like so happy. She was smiling the whole time.
I didn't like her dress.
Oh,
she looked like she belonged in the Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I liked the rig red thing. Yeah. Oh, I liked it. And I love that Katniss Everdeen
giant mockingbird with the olive branch.
Yeah. I love that.
That
I
had to have cool. That had to have
It looked like
something.
She was coming to a Christmas ball, but it was still cool. I liked it.
I mean, I really am a big fan of national anthems with harmony. So like a boy band, like you guys, boys
like
to men.
Destiny's Child.
Oh, can you imagine if Destiny's Child would have sang that anthem?
That would have been amazing.
Stop. That is exactly what should have happened.
Yes.
You know what? You're right.
Well, I'm sorry, Jennifer Lopez. I love Jennifer Lopez. Should have done like a show at night with the rest of them.
Yes,
like
I agree.
She should not have been the one singing that. You should have gotten an
that
actual.
That was weird too.
Get like an actual big like. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like a Jennifer Hudson time, not that her, but she's like,
or don't even go that famous. The one thing that kind of, you know, yes, these things are, you know, always led by celebrities, that type of stuff. Cause people want to see that. But after seeing Eva Longoria on there 20 times, and I love Eva and I love that she's, you know, she's known as being political, great, awesome, but give her like one little thing, right?
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The rest of that should have been people like, you know, a Rachel Maddow or someone that just has been in this and not even not a celebrity, but just someone that's an amazing host or speaker or, you know,
like Jake Tapper.
Yeah.
I like Jake Tapper.
But like, just someone that just is, and they're not performing or singing like Eva did. They're just speaking. And I think it should have been someone that's a little more connected to just politics.
I agree. Right. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I agree too.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Steve I mean, Kornacki. She means well. It's just, you know, it will rub the wrong people the wrong way.
Oh, Chris Cuomo.
I would be, Chris
Don
Cuomo.
Lemon, any of them.
Van Jones.
But even someone like, someone from his new administration, like Pete Buttigieg. Mm. Like like that would have been really cool to see host a little bit of it.
Jake Tapper, too.
Mm-hmm. You love your Jake Tapper.
Okay.
I don't think I don't watch him. Yeah. I don't watch CNN.
I like CNN. Yeah. Well, because Don and Chris, like Anderson.
Yeah.
You know, my old pals.
I do like Anderson, yeah.
I do. CNN's a little too sometimes like dramatic.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of Fox to me.
The bells and whistles are great because it's just beautiful and, I mean, crazy.
Bells
and whipples.
Whipples. But it's a little too much fanfare. It's like I'm watching NFL football.
Yeah, that's why
and it gets a little
like
too dramatic. I'm like, all right, calm your tits a little bit.
You
Let's
guys,
do this.
I have to tell you guys something. I have a new crush.
Who?
John Ossoff.
He's dreamy.
That's a good one to have a crush on.
He is dreamy.
There's a video of him walking into the building and he winked and I was like, yes.
He's the future of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
He's young. He is that Georgia conservatism. How do you say conservatism?
Conservatism?
Yeah, conservatism. Wow, why did I not know how to say that word?
I don't know. Why couldn't you say 25th? Or why couldn't you say whistle?
Tweet.
Lots of words.
Well, that's all the show I have for you today. All right, enough of the inauguration. Let's get to some more pop culture. One of our favorite things to talk about now is TikTok.
Yes, TikTok.
Y'all, if you've been listening to the show, you know that I have resisted to TikTok for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
We had some TikTok stars on the show.
Terrible.
I didn't get it. I did a couple of TikToks. It was fun, but like, that's so not me. This is for kids, Zoomers. Like, no one's going to care about this old man. So I just didn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, I have now officially become obsessed with TikTok because it started over the holidays.
Yeah.
Because over the holidays, I had, you know, all this time to just start watching these TikTok videos and they're so funny. It makes me laugh so much.
What do you like to watch? Like, what's your go-to?
My go-to is definitely humor. Like, I mean, I love any of the humor, especially when people do lip sync type stuff. Love it. Love it. Love it. With sounds that you know already.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the one.
Oh, I love that one. What's that from? from?
With the dogs?
I don't know.
It means it's a different language.
I think the original is Arabic.
Yeah.
So it's someone over there.
I love it.
And it's, they just took that original sound.
That
it's,
makes me happy, that sound.
Oh, it's amazing. Especially when they use it with dogs. And they're like jumping like, wee.
Yeah.
So good. It's just simple little things like that just make me laugh. The food TikTok, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Well, love it. Love learning how to make new drinks, new foods. Awesome. And then what's the other one? I guess that's all I really care about is food and humor.
Yeah, I like
and the dancing. The dances are really fun.
I like the dancing too.
Yeah. I like the math tips.
Yeah.
You are.
Oh, I do. I like
she's
the
on
math
a
tips.
Different side of TikTok. Well, I've never learned. Been on this side of TikTok.
Well, I'm now, you know, because I'm newer at it. I just found out how to block things that you don't want to see, because on TikTok it's everything. The algorithm, I don't get it, because you're just seeing just anything and everything.
So you can block?
Yeah. So if you see, if like there's lots of videos that are just, I don't know if they're real or not, but a lot of domestic abuse videos, just really dark things,
really?
Like dark. And I don't know if they're kidding or not. You just don't know. Ooh. And I don't want to see that. So then you can hold it down and it says, I don't like this video. And then it won't show you things that are like that. Now mine don't have anything like that on it.
Oh, that's cool.
It's been interesting because obviously I go on your TikTok to help you out. And sometimes I'll see on your For You page and it's a lot of dogs dying. Like people losing their pets.
I see
and I'm
that.
Like, Lance, what are you watching?
I mean, I don't get the choice of watching.
No, but now
you're
we
told
know
what to watch.
But now we can get rid of them because that's sad.
Sad.
Yeah. Oh. But it's fun. And just this week, a new trend has started. Boy band wars.
I think you're winning, I want to say.
Oh, NSYNC is winning like no other.
Yeah,
as they should.
And this is fun. It's very telling because TikTok obviously is majority is like Zoomers, young people. And obviously they didn't grow up with the boy bands of that era.
Right.
So I don't know if they know anything. So this boy band war started, I don't even know how it started. Some girl.
It was your This or That video that inspired it. And it was a Backstreet Boy fan.
Yeah.
Who has a lot of followers and started boy band wars. And then
Everyone does videos, you know, with hashtag boy band wars. Mm-hmm. And basically it's whatever video you want to create that shows your choice.
Yeah.
So if, you know, if you choose Team NSYNC, you might be doing the bye 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 dance or whatever.
You started trolling.
So I started trolling. I'm not trolling.
But you can troll in a positive way.
Oh, okay. I'm positive trolling because it's fun to talk to all these people. It's so funny. So yeah, Team NSYNC is definitely winning because I would say 90% of, and now at this point, I mean, 2 days ago, it was like 1 million videos. Now it's up to 20 something million videos of boy band wars.
It's insane. I have no idea. It started when I first saw it, it was like 600,000. Then the next day it was 1 million. Then it was 9 million. I'm like, what is happening?
It is so funny because it's the perfect time to have done that because of, you know, the inauguration and politics and all that. So, and of course, one of the biggest political divides is NSYNC or Backstreet.
Well, now you have Nick commenting.
And now
all
Nick
of your
Carter
stuff.
Is like, you know, involved and we're kind of going back and forth. So it's been really fun. And I think it really has brought the fandoms together in a weird way.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, we're changing people's minds because I saw a lot of like, I was a huge Backstreet fan and now I'm Team NSYNC now just because of this trend.
I've seen it too.
I love it. And yeah. And then now I'm posting things. So go to my TikTok and we're doing some really fun things. And yeah, it's crazy how these things work. I mean,
it's really
cool. You'll put up and it's like, okay. And I was like, you know, 20,000 people will watch it. And then all of a sudden you put something up and it has like 1.5 million views.
I love the ones too where like the flight attendants or like the restaurant servers rate celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
I like that.
Weirdly enough, I got on flight attendant TikTok and I actually really, I love seeing the behind the scenes of stuff like
that. Me too. I didn't even know that was available.
There is a flight attendant TikTok. Please go look at it.
Okay, well.
Let me pitch y'all something. As someone, because it's a television show, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And both of y'all I do care about politics now, but I think normally you don't really care about politics.
Not at all.
You would never watch a show about politics.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Would you watch a show? Because I'm trying to get people like you to continue to like politics.
Right.
And to get pop culture people like us to like politics, you have to give them something fun to watch.
Exactly.
I mean, basically the Trump administration for the last 4 years, it was just fun
was
for
fun.
People to watch.
It was a train wreck.
It was dramatic. So you couldn't look away. So in hindsight, people learned so much more about what was going on in politics because of the train wreck they were watching. Mm-hmm. We're not going to have that now. Like, no one cares. I mean, Biden is as boring as it gets, and no one's going to care to just care about politics because he's just going to be doing his thing.
Right.
Would you watch a reality show? Because I think there needs to be a reality show of a politician or someone to kind of just get into that world. Mm-hmm. You couldn't do that with a president. No. You couldn't do that with a VP. Mm-hmm. But you know who you could do it with?
Who?
John Ossoff?
No.
Damn it.
The first second gentleman.
Ooh.
Isn't that too close to the
The VP? No, because the second gentleman and the second, you know, lady, they get their own office. They get their own staff. So it's, they have their own little micro world in this thing, mm-hmm. but no responsibilities. You know, it's like the first ladies and everything. They don't do the ballot. They do the rose gardens and that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So to see what he has to go through, because we never look at the second lady and second gentleman. We always look at the first lady.
Right.
And we know what they're doing, the be best, all that mm-hmm. type of, but what's the second gentleman going to be doing? I would love to, and he's the first. So first, second gentleman, I think would be such a great reality show.
I would watch it.
Where, yeah, I would watch that too.
You know, he's cute too.
You obviously give Kamala, you know, final edit just because if there's, you know, national secrets being sent out, you don't want that. But it would be a really cool way to look at politics through him and his staff and these mm-hmm. young staffers doing those type of things. Mm-hmm. And you still get to learn about politics because you know the issues that are going on in the background.
Right.
I think I would watch that. Yeah. I would definitely watch that.
What is his profession? Is he a lawyer?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I actually asked him that yesterday. Doug?
Oh, he's husband. An entertainment lawyer.
Lawyer.
Oh, okay.
He's a nice Jewish entertainment lawyer.
He looks like a nice man.
Do you get to keep your job? Like, can he continue to practice?
I mean, he could. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
you're allowed to.
Karen Pence was still teaching, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, you can do that. You don't have to, you know, most people will give up because they're civil duty, you know, for the next 4 or 8 years, whatever.
Because right, they're
it's
busy.
Just, yeah. Yeah. It's their, what do you call it? Just like any politician, mm-hmm. they give up their life for however long to serve.
To serve. Yeah. But they can still do their jobs.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
I would watch that. You should get on that with all the other stuff.
Maybe it's not the first second gentleman. Maybe it's someone else. You know, but I just like that angle of not the politician, the person next to the politician.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
because it's just a different angle we don't see.
Yeah,
I like
wonder.
That.
Don't you guys wonder how many hours of sleep you get as president?
Like, are you constantly wonder
on
that.
Edge, or like, you know what I mean?
I wonder that a lot, actually.
Like, are you sleeping 8 hours?
I mean, I guess it depends on the night. You know, if you get a briefing the night before about just some horrible tragedy that's about to happen,
right?
You ain't sleeping. You know,
but I'm talking like a Wednesday, nothing's going on. Do you think that you're gonna rest easy?
Like a Sunday, are you watching the game?
I mean, that's
like,
what's happening? Nice glass of wine and Ambien's for.
Oh God!
Don't do that. It's not a good combination.
No, don't do that.
Mm-mm. You'll wake up in the driveway of McDonald's.
That was a joke, people. Yeah, don't do that.
Yes.
All right. Well, I guess that is all the show we have today.
I mean, yeah.
We got some pop culture in. We talked about Lady Gaga.
We did. Good. We could just run the headlines of the other two stories if you'd like.
What's the other two stories?
On the other side of the
page. There's another side. Oh, we got more to go, guys. We ain't leaving anytime soon. Oh, we have to talk about this. What? We should have talked about this on the Reality Roundup, but we had a great show with Heather Gates.
Are you talking about The Bachelor?
Yes.
Okay, wait, before we get into that, I just heard that JoJo Siwa came out on her TikTok.
As a lesbian?
We have always said she was a lesbian when she was a little girl
on
the show.
I'm not surprised.
We have always said she was a lesbian.
I just for got, her. Just good got for that her. Notification.
Breaking news.
That is so cool.
Good for her.
Like when she was on the show when she was like 10, we're like, she's a lesbian. Mm-hmm.
You could just tell. She's like,
It's really like, bro.
I'll show you guys.
She
had
like Nick Swisher.
Yes. Oh, hey guys, me, JoJo Siwa. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I missed that. I missed those.
Jai.
Where are we going? So, Bachelorette. We got to talk about Bachelorette.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, if you didn't hear the Heather Gay interview on Friday, go back and listen to that because if you like The Housewives, some good tea there. Good tea. Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know, it's our favorite show to love to hate watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Bachelor and Bachelorette. Last Bachelorette was Claire Crawley, and it was the biggest debacle because she met the man of her dreams and her future husband, yes. Dale, right as he walks up. And then about a week into the process, she's like, screw these other guys. I found my man. Peace.
Yeah. You know what? First of all, that right there shows you why she is single at the ancient age of 39. She left the entire show to find someone because she met a guy that she liked for a week. Didn't know anything about him, but she left the show. She was certain he was the one. That explains her in a nutshell. I just can't stand her.
When you know, you know.
I wonder if she's regretting it now.
Of course. Apparently he... I mean, I know all about it.
You do? Okay. Well, you can tell us about it. Yeah. But after 2 months of being... And they got engaged. They called it quits just after 2 months.
Shocking. Are we shocked?
Well, it's really been 5 months, but it's been 2 months since the show.
Okay, gotcha. So Dale posted a statement to his Instagram saying, I wanted to share with you all that Claire and I have decided to go our separate ways. We appreciate the love and support we've received from so many people, but this is the healthiest decision for both of us at this time. We strongly believe in leading with love and always remaining true to oneself, something our families have taught and instilled us in us throughout our lives.
We only
hope the best things for another. He didn't write that.
I think he penetrated somebody else. Of course not.
This is what's the real tea. Well, it's the alleged tea. Apparently, he was friends with this girl. She's a hard name to remember. He's this like really pretty, like hot real estate agent in New York City. Sorry. Ooh. It got me emotional. apparently he claims it's like one of his best friends, whatever, but he always writes flirty things like on her social media and stuff. And apparently he had been having an affair with her. And she apparently, sources say, like, Claire saw actual proof, not just like she was always very jealous. He's always like talking to her and like friends with this girl that like she had never met and whatever. And she, you see the comments, but apparently he has been stripping her the entire time.
What an idiot.
Apparently he was just looking for the fame. Yeah, no shite.
Yeah.
No shite.
Why is this a shock to anybody?
No, you could tell he was
in love with her.
No.
He was on it because
he wanted to be the new Bachelor.
Well, yes. He was an ex NFL guy. He's a model. Like, that's.
You can find him at Party City.
He wanted exposure.
And not the brightest.
He wanted exposure.
But what an idiot, because you know the fame that you're about to get into. How the hell do you think you'll ever get away with an affair when you're one of the most.
With the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
At least split amicably and then wait a little bit. Don't be a slime ball.
He does not have a brain.
She's also crazy. She doesn't have a brain too. I'm sorry. You're going to leave the show to find your guy. I mean, you have a whopping 6 weeks to find love as opposed to one. But she's an idiot. She did on every show. She's like one of those people that falls in love in one second. Quickly. She's Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
She is Rachel
Bloom on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. 100%.
Oh, by the way, have you watched it yet, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
No, never seen it.
We got to get into TV too, because we have not given you our great TV recommendations.
No, we haven't.
But one that I just started binging is Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
I need to see it.
Y'all, it's worth all the hype, because you know she won the Golden Globe for that and all that. So, but I just never watched it. Well, now Rachel's writing the NSYNC movie, and it's going to be a musical. So I wanted to go binge this and see, okay, what's her writing style like? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it is so good. If the movie is like that, oh my gosh, it's going to be so good.
What is it
I can't
on?
Wait to see it.
It is Hulu? CW.
It was a CW show.
Oh, but it's on Hulu now or Netflix.
Guys, I was just checking my Twitter. And Diet Coke was trending, right? Like number one trending. Mm-hmm. This is probably my favorite thing ever.
Oh, Lord.
President Biden has removed the Diet Coke button. When Donald Trump was being interviewed in 2019, this guy that interviewed him said, we became fascinated by what that little red button did. Eventually, he pressed it and a butler swiftly put in a Diet Coke on a silver platter.
Oh?
He has a button for Diet Coke?
Yeah, that's what I
would
do.
And he drinks Diet Coke?
Who knew, right?
He looks like he drinks
full Coke.
Straight Coke.
Full Coke.
All kinds of Coke.
Isn't
actually.
That funny?
That's really funny.
I would have a Diet Coke button.
Well, yeah, what would you put on your button?
Oh, Diet Coke.
No, but no, it's got to be more. You know what I would do?
What?
Barks.
Like if it had to be just one thing, right? And like every once in a while, like, ooh, I have a button for this.
Yeah.
A nice lobster roll.
Oh, really? You're talking food?
Yeah.
I would do a mint chocolate chip milkshake, I think.
I would do an iced latte.
Coffee would be
especially if I'm the president and need all that energy.
You would use that so much more than a lobster roll.
I would do an energy drink actually, because that's more my brand.
You know what I would do? I would install a McDonald's Diet Coke soda fountain in the White House, and that's my button.
I want to be rich enough to have one of those those soda machines that you can pick all the different flavors. Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
Yeah, that's cool.
Make suicides. That's what they're called.
What is a suicide?
Oh, yeah. We call them graveyards.
Oh, yeah.
I never call them anything. I just
in the
it.
South, we always call them suicides. You go and mix different things.
Yeah, like you go to a soda fountain when you're a kid. You put it on all, put all of them.
You guys are showing your age.
Sorry.
The same age as me, Jess.
No, you said you didn't call it anything.
No, I didn't call it a thing.
Yeah, me neither. Oh, but did but you I knew what it was.
Oh, I thought this, the practice yeah, of doing yeah, that no, no. was... Yeah. I'm like, I'm sure kids still do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably called that too.
Some things that I'm going to put on your binge list. Okay, yeah. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Night Stalker.
Night Stalker is good.
It is so good.
We're watching that at night. What a creepy...
We have one episode left.
If
you like serial killer stuff, it's something.
Don't watch it at night if you live in the valley. I wouldn't.
No, because it... Yeah, he terrorized this place.
I would suggest Lovecraft Country because Emmys are about to come around. And I think they're going to get like tons of nominations. So be ahead of the game on that one. Mm-hmm. And then what did we just finish, Turkey? There was like two things. Oh, we just finished Cobra Kai, which was
so good.
I mean, it's so silly. You have to understand it's a comedy.
Yeah.
So, and it's like a ridiculous 80s comedy.
Yeah.
And once you get past that, it's such a good show.
Wait, who doesn't know? Like, is that?
I mean, a lot of people like, you know, want it to be more serious. Like, well, this really could happen.
It is still serious at times, but like just the fight scene, because they have to make all about karate. So you just have these high schoolers like murdering each other every time, but like as ninjas, they've been doing karate for 2 months. Okay,
I know, right?
There's been so much attempted murder; it's ridiculous. Like literally, and they still get to go to school,
throwing their friends through windows, and like they like come into one of the girls' house, just bombard her house, and just like 10 of them start breaking up the whole house, getting in the ninja fight. It's like what?
That is ridiculous.
Are you guys on the Bridgerton train?
No,
I haven't gotten there.
I thought it was so cheesy. I watched one episode, maybe not even a full one, and I was like, no, I like the Crown. I like the Crown.
Like serious.
And it's Gossip Girl.
I was going to say what I haven't even attempted it.
The guy is super cute though.
Okay.
The Duke or whatever. But it's too cheesy.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. But it was pretty though. I will give it that.
We do have an official reboot happening at HBO Max.
Tell us.
Which one?
It's the revival of Sex and the City.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Now, of course, Kim Cattrall is not coming back. So it'll be Cynthia Nixon, Kristen Davis, who I think is the sweetest person in the biz.
I love her, Charlotte.
And Sarah Jessica Parker. Mm-hmm. So Samantha ain't coming back. We all know they don't like each other.
They don't like each other.
And unfortunately, Kim's show did not work on Fox.
Filthy Rich.
Yeah, which we were hoping because Tate Taylor's, which how many years we love ago Tate was that? Taylor.
Last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2020.
You know, I am excited for the fashion aspect of the show. That was always my favorite part in regular Sex in the City.
Oh, they're going to bump that up even more this time.
Because Emily in Paris, which is one of my favorite shows that I've seen last year. Patricia Field also did the fashion for that. And that was my favorite part of that show.
Well, what's fun is, you know, it's about New York City and Sex in the City. And these girls, we watched them in their 30s, right? Mm-hmm. And now they're in their 50s.
It's going to be like First Wives Clubs Sex in the City.
I just hope Carrie isn't as annoying as she is. Like when I watched the show initially, like when it was currently running, I was like, this is great or whatever. And now watching reruns, I'm like, oh my God, she's so annoying.
Oh, yeah, I always thought she was annoying, but I just like the show.
I just love when she's just on her little computer.
I couldn't help but wonder, you know, but the fashion was.
Do you guys remember the other Sex in the City spinoff with?
Loved it.
It was the earlier one.
The Carrie Diaries.
Yes. Who was the actress?
Anna Sophia Robb.
Yes, that was really good. I liked that.
And Austin Butler, who I think is so dreamy. Hot. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love that show. They didn't give that a chance.
No, they didn't. Mm-mm. It got squashed pretty quickly.
But watch Emily in Paris, everybody, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
We just, so the boys are zoned out. We're just like, yes, Austin Butler.
Emily in Paris.
Oh, you ladies. You ladies. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's all our recommendations.
I think you need to end the show.
I know. It's like I'm having so many mini strokes this show.
Short-circuiting every second.
No, it's happening. Go binge those. You will be and you'll love it. So that's all the show I have for you. Yeah, for reals this time.
That was a nice show.
Yeah, Peachy, thanks so much. As always, Turkey Turchin, Giggles Del Campo. All right, guys, be good to each other out there. Don't drink and drive. Wear that mask. Take care of those animals. Rate, review, and subscribe. And we'll see you Friday for Reality Roundup.
Ooh.
On the Lance Bass Show.
Yeah.